Welcome to the Eyewitness Podcast, where each surprising episode brings you face-to-face with one of God's friends from the Bible. You'll hear stories told from the perspective of the famous people in the Bible, people with real struggles, real doubts, and real questions. Through their deeply intimate and honest stories, you'll hear how God craves a relationship with you. Now presenting Seeing in the Dark by Abraham, the old childless man desperate to have the family God promised him.
It's on the darkest night you see the most stars. I've lived through enough dark nights to learn that. When I was younger, God told me to leave my family and move to Canaan, a place I'd never seen, full of people I didn't know. But God made me a promise, a big one. He promised to bless the whole world through me. To bless anyone who blessed me, curse anyone who cursed me. He'd even create a great nation through me. But that was impossible. My wife, Sarah, was barren. We couldn't even make a baby, much less a nation. How could God keep an impossible promise? Another dark night. But who am I to doubt God? God kept repeating his promise. Late one night, he nudged me outside and told me to count the stars. Have you ever tried to count the stars? When the moon is gone and the wind has cleared the clouds from the midnight sky, you could count stars for the rest of your life and not catch them all. God said, that's how big your family will be. Staring into the night sky, a blanket of shimmering dots of light stretching from horizon to horizon, I knew I can trust him. And sure enough, when I was 100 years old, God gave me and my wife the son we'd always wanted. It was such a surprise, such a miracle. We named our baby Isaac. There's nothing on earth I loved more than my son. Every night I'd watch his innocent face as he slept, his eyelids fluttering through his dreams. I felt like my heart might burst with all the light he brought into my life. Until one day when the darkness returned, as though all the stars had been snuffed out. Abraham, God's voice called to me from the unknown. I said, I'm right here. And God said, I know how much you love Isaac, but I want you to take him up to Moriah and sacrifice him to me on the mountain. No. No. No, 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 no! I couldn't breathe. Take a knife to my son's body, drain every drop of his blood, and burn what's left? No, no, no! It was too much to ask of a father. I fell to my knees. I tore my cloak. I cried as I prayed to hear something else from God, anything else. But when I shut my eyes, I remembered. It's on the darkest night you see the most stars. God was asking for more than I could give. But God had also made me a promise, and promises go both ways. God promised to give me a family, and I promised to follow him. I knew somehow, some way, God would keep his promise, even if it meant raising Isaac from the dead. I swallowed hard, took a deep breath, and opened my eyes. God hadn't promised me agony. He'd promised me life. He'd promised me the star.
We'll get back to the story in just a moment. This first-person story is read from the book Eyewitness, The Visual Bible Experience. This book features breathtaking illustrations from artists around the globe, along with Bible stories retold in first person to give readers an extraordinary way to experience God's story. Learn more at experienceeyewitness.com. Now, back to the story.
The next morning, I got up early, chopped wood for the offering, and saddled up my donkey. I told two of my workers to come with me, and then I woke Isaac. His sleepy face looked so trusting in the morning sunlight. I kissed him on the forehead and told him we were going on a trip. I choked back tears as we headed toward the mountains. The knife in my belt weighed heavy. Visions of my son's blood on my hands flashed through my mind. With every step, I reminded myself that God will find a way. He had to. Anything else was too much to bear. The 3 days it took us to reach the mountain of Moriah were the longest in my life. I'd practically held my breath the whole time, waiting for God to change his mind. I told my workers to stay with the donkey. I said, "My son and I will hike up the rest of the way so we can worship God together." Then I squeezed Isaac on the shoulder. "We'll be right back," I said. I put the bundle of firewood onto Isaac's back. We hadn't gone far when Isaac asked the question I didn't want to hear. "Dad, we've got everything for the offering except a sheep. Did you forget?" I sensed tension in his voice. I smiled, hiding the torture ripping at my guts. "Don't worry, Isaac. God will give us a sheep when we get there." Except there was no sheep at the top of the hill. As I built the altar, I scanned the mountainside for a sheep, a goat, anything God would accept as a sacrifice, anything but my child. And then came the part I dreaded most. "Give me your hand, son," I said. Isaac's face clouded with confusion as I wrapped rope around his wrists. "Dad," he whispered. "God," I prayed. My lips quivered. My hand shook. I lifted Isaac as gently as I could and laid him on the altar. The realization of what was about to happen finally struck him. "Daddy, no," he said, his eyes filled with tears. "God, you promised," I thought for the thousandth time. I scanned the hillside one last time. No sheep, nothing. I clutched the knife I would hate for the rest of my life, and held it in my trembling fist. Best to get it over with as quickly as I can. "Abraham," a voice called out from somewhere above me. "I'm right here," I yelled. "Don't touch him." An angel drifted into sight. "Don't hurt him in any way. Now God knows how much you trust him. He knows you won't hold anything back, even your son, who you love more than anything in the world." I threw the knife to the ground. I tore away the ropes and swept my son off the altar. I hugged Isaac like I'd never hugged him before. We cried until there were no tears left. And then I saw it. A ram with its horns stuck in the bushes. An animal to sacrifice in place of my son. Then the angel said, "Since you obeyed God and were willing to give what's most precious to you, God will give you more descendants than you can count, like stars in the sky. All the people in the world will be blessed because of what you did today." "All the people in the world," God said, "because I was willing to face the darkest day of my life." We climbed back down the mountain together, Isaac and me, together. And our path was lit by the brightest stars I'd ever seen. When God makes a promise, he keeps it. I never had any reason to doubt God. He'd provided for me and my family again and again and again, far more than I asked for or deserved. But saying you trust God isn't the same as actually doing it, especially when everything important is on the line.
Get your copy of Eyewitness, the Visual Bible Experience today. Go to experienceeyewitness.com and click on Order a Copy. Eyewitness makes a great gift.